problem with the container deposit scheme is that it really does cost a lot of money. It costs consumers, obviously, because they have to pay the extra 10 cents plus usually about a 4% a 4 cent handling fee as well. So it costs consumers more, but also, of course, it costs local councils more to set up the actual areas to take the containers back, to sort them, and then, of course, to ship them to areas that have recycling capacity, which, of course, would either be Adelaide or Sydney. So there are quite significant costs, and those costs are greater than curbside recycling.
And I guess, do you think, though, that maybe if there was a scheme like this, that a lot of people would be maybe more inclined to recycle or take their cans and containers to, I guess, one of these depots, so that they, if they get this 10 cents back?
It's really interesting to see that Victoria has significantly lower litter rates than South Australia. So Victoria, without a container deposit scheme, has lower levels of litter on the sides of roads and so on than South Australia that does have one. Now, the reason for this is litter is not just about containers. It's about a whole range of different plans. And in Victoria, they've got higher penalties. They've got a whole range of different plans in place. So you can't say container deposits cut levels of litter because the evidence just doesn't show that.
So I guess then the Australian Food and Grocery Council would like to see, and I guess a national approach taken in the way that Victoria is going rather than the way South Australia is now.
The South Australian Container Deposit Scheme has been in place for over 30 years now. So it was set up a long time ago. For anybody going ahead now to set up one of these, the costs are quite significant. Again, cost to consumers as well. We believe that a national approach to increase levels of curbside recycling, to increase away from home recycling, and to look at new and different uses for recycled glass, like crushed glass going in road base, those sorts of things, to stop having to ship these bottles over and cans over really long kilometres.
And I guess what really is the problem with the South Australian model?
The South Australian model was set up a long time ago, and so the costs of setting up the depots, the recycling approaches have been handled a very long time ago. For anybody going ahead now, local councils would have significant issues. And it is interesting to note that South Australia's level of litter is higher than some other states that don't have CDL, such as Victoria.
And will you be putting, I guess, this plan, the plan that maybe of going the way of Victoria has, to this meeting that's going to be held with the premiers and environment ministers in Darwin next month?
We've been putting a proposal for increases in curbside recycling, increases in levels of away from home recycling. So I'm sure there are bins in airports, in sporting facilities, in parks and so on. And also, of course, to look for new and efficient ways to utilise crushed glass, and using it in road base, in cycle paths and so on, seems to be a really good option when it's just too far to ship the bottles to recycling plants.